Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With a flu shot unreliable this year, a particularly virulent form of the flu circulating and antiviral drug stockpiles dwindling, the best medicine is preventive medicine to bolster our immune defenses. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Seasonal Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots of time to answer your phone calls. Plus, we got lots to talk about today. Lots of stories coming across the wires, studies released, and news stories about health, nutrition, and natural medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'd be happy to take your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is the number for Intelligent Medicine this hour and next. And let's start this hour with a caller from Philly. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. I wondered what you felt about taking mega doses of vitamin C until bowel tolerance for the treatment of cold and flu, like chest cold, respiratory infection. And by mega doses, I mean upwards of 10, 50, 100 grams, as advocated by the Vitamin C Foundation and the vitamin C advocates.
They say the Linus Pauling approach, taking a vitamin C to bowel tolerance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so this has been around for a while, this notion that high doses of vitamin C are helpful when the body is subject to stress or infection. And this is based on the notion that there are only two mammal species that don't synthesize their own vitamin C. So if your dog catches a cold or has a virus, your dog will actually synthesize vitamin C in their livers. They have the ability to make vitamin C, unlike humans. And some studies have shown that dogs may synthesize as much as 60 times the amount of vitamin C in their livers when they're sick as they do normally. So based on that and based on the antiviral effects of vitamin C, as well as some of the anti-cancer effects of vitamin C, was recommended that people take huge amounts of vitamin C by mouth. And the thought was that your bowels are going to tell you how much you need. But the notion of bowel tolerance came into popular vogue. The idea being that, if you're not sick and you take vitamin C, you may top out at 3, 4, 5, 6 grams. But when you're sick, because of the body's demands, you may tolerate more. The problem is, in my experience, that doesn't always work out. People may experience side effects from high doses of vitamin C before they actually achieve the blood levels that are necessary for vitamin C to do its work. And hence, we administer vitamin C intravenously. That can be very effective against viral infections, against colds, flus, against mono, against hepatitis, even HIV. Not that the vitamin C is some magic panacea that makes all these things disappear, because we know that some patients go on to continue to suffer from these viruses. But usually, the course of their illness is shortened. So, take vitamin C in moderate doses. There's some additional studies on how vitamin C gets absorbed, and the studies show that vitamin C absorption tops out at about 2 grams every couple hours or so. So in other words, if you take 10 grams at once, you may absorb 2 grams, but 8 grams are going to go out through your GI tract, sometimes causing GI symptoms. It's a great natural laxative, but sort of a waste when it comes to boosting your levels of vitamin C. In Contrast, when you take the IV vitamin C, there's no absorption issues. It all goes in your bloodstream. You develop extremely high concentrations. And so the effects of that type of vitamin C are much greater. You know, what I got to say is I'm not the biggest fan of mega dosing, because I think people can get in trouble. You know, you can even get stomach irritation. You can use buffered vitamin C or ester C. Ester C is pretty gentle on the stomach, a little more premium form of vitamin C, more expensive, but it is better tolerated, and some studies show it's more bioavailable. But still, you can't replicate the effects of intravenous vitamin C. Okay, Mike?
I guess a yes. I guess the main question is, if I have not reached any GI distress,
yeah.
The advocates would say, you know, you need more, and you know, I'm having a cold and flu right now. You may hear it in my voice.
Yeah.
So I took about 20 grams in the last 12 hours or so.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to keep going.
Yeah. You're a trooper. I mean, yeah. You know, you can, as long as you're not experiencing difficulties. I don't see any harm in that. You know, some people say that huge doses of vitamin C can cause kidney stones. I find that happens rarely, even when people are taking massive doses of vitamin C intravenously. But yeah, you know, give it a shot. That may be helpful. What are some of the other remedies you're using for your flu?
Well, I remember years ago you used to be big into vitamin D, and my levels were pretty low to begin with, in like the 25. So.
I'm going to talk about that later in the program, because vitamin D has been shown to be helpful against the flu. I'll talk about a big study in the British Medical Journal. It's a study of studies, a meta-analysis, which looks at the effects of vitamin C against colds and flus. Interesting results on that one. But I'm going to share with you that, you know, you're teeing me off on something that I wanted to talk about anyway, which is the FDA and intravenous vitamin C. Now, unbeknownst to some of you who may not be involved with the IV vitamin C scene, there's been a big problem with intravenous vitamin C. I experienced it over the past few years when I was administering intravenous vitamin C. It became harder and harder to get. There were the tremendous shortages. The price of intravenous vitamin C skyrocketed, and it was a big problem, because we had to, in effect, pass along the expense to patients. And you know, certainly I took a hit on it, because, you know, profit margin got shaved real, real thin, because the materials that went into these IVs, you know, intravenous magnesium, intravenous vitamin C, became super expensive. So here's some news on that front, and some really good news. And I'll share with you this article from the Townsend Letter, February, March 2018. Is written by my good colleague, Dr. Alan Gaby, who's been a guest on Intelligent Medicine. You've heard him on our weekday show. I've interviewed him, and he's great. He's also written a wonderful textbook, The Textbook of Nutritional Medicine, with thousands of references on how nutrients have an impact on disease. But he wrote, "Problems with availability and affordability of injectable vitamin C began in the late 1990s when a company called Steris Labs, the only U.S. company that was manufacturing injectable vitamin C, failed FDA inspections and was forced to stop producing the product." They in effect, shut them down. So we had to go to compounding pharmacies. But the FDA put all kinds of stumbling blocks in front of them. There was difficulty with out-of-state orders. You had to allocate vitamin C to each patient. That became super inconvenient. And so there was all kinds of bureaucratic hassles. In addition, in 2010, the FDA made the questionable ruling that injectable vitamin C is a new drug. Well, vitamin C is one of the most natural things in the world, but they deemed it a new drug because injectable vitamin C, even though vitamin C is, you know, in virtually ubiquitous in fresh fruits and vegetables, and oral vitamin C supplements have been around for at least 75 years, they thought that intravenous use of vitamin C to treat a disease deemed it a medication. So they tried to use the grandfather clause. You know, people have been using it safely for decades, but that didn't work. And so Gaby writes, "Those of us who've seen the dramatic benefits obtainable with intravenous vitamin C have been dismayed and angered by its high cost and its intermittent lack of availability." So, in fact, there's a new study. This is on the conventional medicine side. that shows that intravenous vitamin C can reduce the death rate of septic shock by 79%. So, I mean, we're not just talking integrative medicine. This is something that they're finding. This is at the University of Virginia. Research is underway looking at that, and they're trying to launch a nationwide research project, taking patients who are at death's door, giving them intravenous vitamin C, and seeing if it's going to help them, which it will. So we use it for asthma. We use it for migraines, Myers cocktail, infections, chronic fatigue syndrome, many, many other indications. So here's some good news. McGuff, which is a big manufacturer of injectable items, they went through a process that took 11 years, that started in 2006. Finally, in October 2017, after 11 years of jumping through hoops, investing substantial amounts of money, McGuff was notified by the FDA that injectable vitamin C has been approved as a new drug and that they'll be allowed to manufacture and sell it. So that's good news for those out there who are recipients of intravenous vitamin C, depend on it for their well-being, or for folks in the future who may want to access it. Good news about an agency that I've critiqued much in the past, but maybe they're turning over a new leaf with this new administration. They've met with some of the officials and vitamin companies that I know, and they promised more transparency and openness towards nutritional therapies. We'll see if that transpires in the next few years. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, 877-726-8255. And we got lots more to talk. We'll talk vitamin D when we return.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we welcome your calls this hour or next. And I might mention as an addendum to this last story about intravenous vitamin C is that there are now 9 FDA-approved studies underway on the health benefits of intravenous vitamin C, including some studies looking at very high-dose vitamin C for cancer, doses in excess of 25, 50, 75, even 100 grams. That would be 100,000 milligrams. That's 1,000 milligram pills by mouth given intravenously for cancer. And the research is very, very promising. So let's switch gears and move up the alphabet one letter to talk about vitamin D. And in a study
of studies that was completed, actually it was the end of last year, vitamin D supplementation was examined as a way of preventing acute respiratory tract infections. That would be colds and flus. And the results were positive. They looked at a whole slew of studies, 25 randomized controlled trials with over 11,000 participants. And what they found was that vitamin D supplementation, either daily or weekly, reduced the incidence of colds and flus. It was especially effective against colds and flus in individuals who were low in vitamin D. That makes sense, because if you're low, your immune system is going to be impaired. And it had a modest effect in people who had what were considered adequate levels of vitamin D. What the studies did not demonstrate, but could still be possibly true, is that people, upon getting a cold or flu, could benefit from taking high-dose vitamin D. That's something that I've been recommending from time to time, that at the first onset of a cold or flu, take additional vitamin C, high-dose vitamin C, 10,000 or more, for just a few days. It won't hurt you unless you take it continuously for a long time, thus boosting your vitamin D. But in this particular study, that was not particularly effective. It did not reach statistical significance in terms of reducing the severity or length of colds and flus. So more on the vitamin D front. Low vitamin D status may affect menstrual cycle length in women. Some women have irregular menstrual cycles, cycles that last 40, 50 days, or they skip cycles. And what they found was that vitamin D, especially in patients who were low in vitamin D, was helpful in terms of restoring normal menstrual cycles. They say, in conclusion, these findings suggest that vitamin D status influences menstrual cycle length. It has to do with delayed ovulation. And ultimately, this may have an impact on fertility. And, of course, adequate vitamin D is important for the growing fetus. And finally, this one, vitamin D supplements could help to ease irritable bowel syndrome. Scientists from University Department of Oncology and Metabolism at the University of Sheffield in England have found that in patients with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, vitamin D may ease symptoms which include abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, and constipation. It was shown to have the most benefit on quality of life in irritable bowel syndrome. So, interesting study suggesting that patients with this common disorder should be checked for vitamin D, and if low, they should supplement, and it may have an impact on the extent of their symptoms. And when we return, we're going to talk about a key nutrient, which if missing, may reduce the effectiveness of vitamin D, even if you have adequate levels. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number is 877-726-8255. This week, don't miss my articles on the flu vaccine and also on Tamiflu, which is our first-line drug against the flu. It is an epic fail, and yet we're using it, and people are clamoring for it, but unfortunately, it doesn't really work. What does work? There are natural therapies that help provide an immune bulwark against colds and flu this cold and flu season, and you can find them at drhoffmanstore.com. We've set up a special offer for you to obtain a 10% discount on products through FullScript. So check it out. Thousands of products there. Also, check out my protocols for seasonal immune support, as well as a heart health protocol and a starter pack for those of you who want to sort of gently dip your toe into supplementation. We'll provide the heads up on the five basic supplements that virtually everyone could benefit from. DearHoffmanStore.com. All right. What nutrient is essential for vitamin D's action? Vitamin D has so many beneficial effects, and, you know, I just shared with you the effects in terms of immunity, the effects in terms of menstrual cycles for women. Even an article which surprised me, because I know that vitamin D is beneficial in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, but irritable bowel syndrome, not so much. But according to a recent study, vitamin D can ameliorate the symptoms of IBS. But without another critical companion nutrient, vitamin D might not be as effective. And that nutrient is magnesium. Magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral in the human body after calcium, potassium, and sodium. It activates more than 600 enzymes, and it influences calcium levels and kinases. Kinase has the same root as kinetic, like kinetic energy, that's something that creates motion. Magnesium-dependent kinases, which are enzymes that are responsible for activation of up to 30% of the body's functional proteins, are crucial to translating the effects of vitamin D into health benefits. So it's actually difficult to determine accurately whether you might be vitamin D deficient. I'm sorry, magnesium deficient. Magnesium levels are measured in the blood serum, but only 0.3% of total body magnesium is found in the serum. So serum magnesium concentrations don't really reflect the total amount of body magnesium content, and they're poor predictors of intracellular magnesium content. So if you want to get your magnesium checked, get a red blood cell magnesium. And those sometimes, just due to lab processing errors, are not even deadly accurate. It's kind of hard to get a handle on magnesium levels. There's something called chronic latent magnesium deficit, which is not revealed by blood tests. So it's a good insurance policy to take some additional magnesium along with your vitamin D to help better activate its properties. So this item, polyphenol-rich foods alleviate pain in patients with fibromyalgia. They also improve the quality of life. So they did a study on 38 female patients with fibromyalgia, and they suffered from tender points and lots of bodily aches and pains. They experienced limitations in their physical activity, and they looked at their diets. And what they found was that consumption of vegetable juices was more common among women with fibromyalgia. But paradoxically, they had more pain, suggesting, you know, maybe the vegetable juices didn't help, but maybe something in the vegetable juices actually worsened the symptoms, that being oxalic acid. You know, there's thought to be an oxalic acid connection to fibromyalgia, so that didn't work. However, polyphenols present in chocolate, in coffee, and tea appeared to have a protective effect. So, yeah. Interestingly enough, consumption of red wine and beer more common among women not suffering from fibromyalgia. So, red wine, of course, rich in polyphenols, beer, rich in hops, which has an anti-inflammatory effect. And it turned out that there really wasn't an antioxidant connection. Saliva levels of glutathione, no difference. So it was the beneficial polyphenols that had a nice effect in these women with fibromyalgia. And for women who are pregnant, This item suggests that fish oil and probiotic supplements may help to allergy-proof your baby. I passed this along to some of my patients, some relatives who were pregnant, and they were appreciative because so many kids these days are suffering from allergies. What's up with that? There's a big change in people's susceptibility to allergies, which can cause rashes, swelling, vomiting, wheezing, and allergies to foods such as nuts, eggs, milk, or wheat, skyrocketing in prevalence. Well, it turns out that a pregnant woman's diet may affect her baby's allergy and eczema risk. Women who took fish oil supplements and probiotics in later pregnancy reduced their child's risk of food allergy and eczema. So if you're pregnant, I mean, yeah, you know, they give you these multivitamins. Fine. Those multivitamins, pregnancy vitamins, are deliberately weak and full of synthetic ingredients. I usually tell women, don't take those. Take a more concerted program. Take DHA-rich fish oil. Take more vitamin D than is usually prescribed by OBGYNs. I recommend anywhere from 2 to 5,000 international units. And also take a richer multivitamin, higher quality, that's not full of, say, synthetic folic acid, but rather uses 5-methylfolate. That would be far preferable. And take some additional choline, because choline has been associated with increased brain power in babies born to moms who supplement with choline. Choline is a frequently deficient nutrient in pregnant women. So in the study, they used fish oil supplements. The capsules contained a standard dose of omega-3 fatty acids. It turns out that using omega-6 fatty acids as supplements, that would be maybe something like flax oil, although they have some omega-3, did not have a protective effect against allergy in the mother's offsprings. So fish oil, probiotics for pregnancy, they make sense. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And before we go to break, I want to give a shout-out to a new affiliate for Intelligent Medicine. We've got scores of affiliates across the country, radio affiliates. And a new station's picking us up, WZGM in Asheville, North Carolina. Their first broadcast will air on Saturday from 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, starting March 10, 2018. So welcome aboard. And now, for those of you suffering from frequent fatigue, this is the real deal, because there's several research studies underway evaluating the effects of the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it's a matter of aging, illness, or just the daily stresses of life. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics, and it involves something called lipid replacement therapy. Lipid membranes surround our cells and are particularly important in the functioning of the mitochondria. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores energy. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. There's a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs in a product called ProPax. But let's say you want to keep your multi, your favorite multi, and your fish oil and your probiotic, and you want to harness the benefits of NT Factor alone. So there's a product that I recommended to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that they develop. It's called Healthy Aging, the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I wouldn't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And NT Factor is also available via FullScript, our supplement online dispensary. So check it out there as well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. We wait your phone calls and, of course, lots more to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. There are various ways to get through to us. You can call us during the program, this hour or next, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And another way you can get through to us is by emailing your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. And we'll use your question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast that many of you enjoy listening to, and you can download it from iTunes or Stitcher or directly from drhoffman.com. And another way you can get questions to us is via our website at drhoffman.com. On the home page, you can navigate to the right side of the page, and there's a little rectangle that you click on. It'll indicate that that's a place to record a question, as did this caller, Audrey. How you doing?
Hello. I'm a 50-year-old female, and I'll be having surgery in the next 2 months. And the surgery is going to leave some scarring that I really would like to try to minimize. So I'm wondering what I can do now from a diet perspective to take in foods that are going to boost my healing, to also help my skin heal more quickly. Also, I am a vegan. I would really love to stay away from all animal products during this period of time, but I understand I may need to increase my protein. So I am willing to eat free-range eggs, yogurt, and so on. But if you can give me some other options on what I can do, or maybe there's some supplements I can take in lieu of eating animal products that will really help me. Thank you very much.
Okay, Audrey. All right, so to some extent, you're a little limited in that you're a vegan. And it's true that when you are somewhat protein deficient, healing may be delayed. So you can take, if you're interested in some vegan protein, you could take protein powder. That's a hemp-based product. Some of the products are made from chickpeas or other vegetarian sources of protein. And the other nutrient that you might be limited in due to a vegan diet is zinc. Zinc, yeah, it's available in nuts, so plenty of nuts, that will help. But animal protein is a very viable source of zinc. So you could take a zinc supplement. In addition, vitamin C is also helpful for scar repair and wound healing. So you might consider vitamin C. And specifically, in the post-surgical period, many plastic surgeons, cosmetic surgeons, are using these days to reduce swelling and to prevent poor wound healing and scarring is bromelain. And high-dose bromelain, you can begin to take it a couple of days before surgery. You can take it thereafter at a dose. Generally, I suggest people take fairly high doses, maybe 3 capsules 3 times daily, best away from meals. It's a proteolytic enzyme, so you don't want to take it with food because that is just going to simply help digest your food as opposed to reducing inflammation at the wound site. But those are, you know, some things you can consider. A specific product called Wobenzyme contains proteolytic enzymes in addition to bromelain, and is used a lot in Europe for post-surgery. So Wobenzyme, you know, some of these products sound a little esoteric, available through FullScript as well. When I mention products here that are a little obscure, you can usually log into FullScript and find the products that I recommend. So and more power to you. I mean, if you're doing well on your vegan diet, fine. I don't necessarily recommend vegan diets for everyone for health benefits, but generally vegan diets eliminate a lot of junk. I personally was on a vegan diet for, it must have been 15 to 20 years right after college and right up into my medical residency throughout medical school. And I did well until I, you know, ran into some health issues because I think I was a little bit too deficient in protein and some of the nutrients that were available from animal products, and made the switch. And now I'm Omni. I consume fair amounts of animal protein. Also, vegan diets tend to, not always, but they tend to include a lot of starches and carbohydrates. And because they're low fat, there's less satiety, and one sometimes develops real heavy-duty cravings for sweets. And I found that by having more protein and especially healthy fats, that that curbed my craving for, you know, less nutrient-dense preferable foods. All right, speaking of green, being raised in greener neighborhoods may have beneficial effects on brain development. You know, this is important social implications because a lot of kids live in concrete jungles and they have very little access to parks and to the outdoors. And especially, I mean, for example, here in New York, it was cold and oppressive this weekend, and a lot of kids just don't get out. They can't get to the parks. You know, the wind is blowing. A mixed precip is coming down. And they're experiencing cabin fever. But it turns out that primary school children who've been raised in homes surrounded by more green space, think suburbs, think country, tend to present with larger volumes of white and gray matter in certain areas of the brain. Wow. And these, there are actually measurable anatomic differences. They're in turn associated with beneficial effects on cognitive function. So really, really important implications for how we raise kids. We want not just free-range food, but free-range kids. Contact in nature has been thought to be essential for brain development in children. Not just contact with pictures of nature on your iPad or on your iPhone, but actual exposure to nature and green space may have beneficial effects on cognitive and behavioral development. Very cool. All right, 877-726-8255. We have another hour to answer your questions, so call us here on Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.